Well, next, the economy and news just in. There's been another interest rate cut by the ECB. Our economics editor, David Murphy, is with us now. David, this interest rate cut, it was expected. Is it significant?
Well, it is expected, and it is a cut of a quarter of a percentage point. I guess the significance really is that what's happening here is that the European Central Bank wanted to see inflation come down. Inflation has now gone below its target of 2%. Inflation across the countries that use the euro is now 1.9%. So that's left the door open for them to introduce this rate cut. So now interest rates in the eurozone are 2%. They were up at 4% this time last year. So from that point of view, it'll be really interesting to see what happens later today when the European Central Bank has its press conference. Is there going to be any indication that they're going to continue with any more interest rate cuts? The other thing that will be interesting is to see what they have to say about consumer prices and particularly about tariffs.
Economic growth figures released today by the CSO. What are they showing us?
Well, we talked about the ECB being as expected. Certainly the economic growth figures are not as expected, because what we've seen is an absolutely huge rise in gross domestic product. So that's the measure of the economy that includes multinationals, and it's up 9.7% in the first 3 months of the year. Now, a lot of that is being driven by a huge increase in exports. They're up 9.4% in the first 3 months of the year, with goods up almost 15%. So what all this is about is largely multinationals based in Ireland, particularly pharmaceutical companies, increasing their exports to the United States, particularly in March, ahead of Donald Trump's tariffs.
So, and we heard a lot of that at the time when Trump was touting the tariffs initially. So this is the proof that this has happened.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that's happening is that the GDP figures also include profits. So what we're actually seeing, as well as the exports, we're seeing the profits from the multinationals being booked in Ireland and going up very, very significantly. Now, you'd have to argue there could be a flip side to all of this, that at some point this kind of stockpiling of exports in the US will stop and you could see these figures come down again.
What about spending?
So I guess we've been talking a little bit about the multinationals. Then there's the domestic economy, and that's been much more muted. So we've seen the domestic economy expanding by 0.8%. Wages are up 0.9% in the first 3 months of the year. And then personal spending on goods and services are up 0.6%. All that leads you to believe more or less the domestic economy is expanding at a little bit less than 1%. So there's kind of two Irelands. One, the multinationals, that's all soaring. And then for everybody else, it's kind of steady as she goes.
And there are more figures due today, exchequer returns.
There will be exchequer returns, which will be published at 4:30 today. We were just talking about the multinationals booking profits in Ireland. There'll be a lot of attention on whether or not we see an increase in terms of the corporation tax, which would be driven by the multinationals putting their profits through Ireland. Will that be up significantly? People will also be looking out for what's going on with income tax. That's another good gauge of what's going on in the domestic economy. Will that be strong?
David Murphy, our economics editor, thanks for coming into us in studio this afternoon.